Good morning, I'm Bill Radke. One of the oldest restaurants in Seattle's University District is closing its doors on Sunday. The Continental Pastry Shop has been a fixture on the Ave since 1967. It's a family business. Since news of the closure spread, 40 years' worth of regular customers have been filling the sky blue dining tables, eating their favorite dishes one last time. KUOW's Katie Sewell recently stopped by and has this story.
As customers flood into the Continental for lunch, this is the common sentiment.
Don't close. Don't do it.
Don't go. I'll be so sad when you're gone. For regular customers, losing the Continental is like losing their living room, or even worse, their grandparents.
What do you need? Bowl of soup and pizza.
Hello.
Helen Lagos has greeted Continental customers for 40 years, alongside her husband George, the head chef, and her oldest son Dimitri, who manages the restaurant. When the Lagos family bought out the original owners of the Continental in 1976, Dimitri says they didn't have a long-term plan.
Helen and George, they said, okay, we can try this out for a couple of years or so, and then we'll see. That was 37 years ago for me. I think it went okay.
The University District of today is very different than it was in the late 70s, when the Lagos family became business owners.
U District was probably one of the nicest places in Seattle at that time. The best stores around, you know, for clothing, for shoes. Thursday night was kind of a late shopping night in the district. The sidewalks were crowded until 10 o'clock at night. It was a good start for us.
As Seattle grew, the rents in the University District rose, and retailers moved out.
We lost Miller Pollard, we lost some of the jewelry shops, we lost small retailers.
But the Continental survived by adapting, making changes, even when those changes required careful negotiations between Dimitri and his parents. Take coffee, for instance.
Times were changing, and you had to do espresso. It's Seattle, it's a great thing. They kind of said, we got the Greek coffee, we don't need any more, you know, that's enough. So you work with that, you almost have to become a diplomat.
Which one, Abgolemon or Lento?
Lento.
Both of you?
No, just me.
When the Lagos family bought into the Continental, Seattle was reeling from the Boeing bust. Since then, they've survived many economic ups and downs, but this past recession was tough.
In all our years here, this is the hardest downturns we've noticed. We certainly had to cut back on unnecessary expenses and try and survive. The economy seems to be taking an upturn. I think it's bottomed out now. And I hope it comes back again.
The economy is slowly coming back. So the question many regular customers are asking is, why close now? You made it through the worst of it.
I don't want to live on a down note. I like to live when things are looking up.
And more than anything, this is a family decision. The grown kids are finished with school, and there are grandkids now, and great-grandkids.
It's a tough decision. When is enough enough? It's not that I don't want to be here. It's just that it's more important for me to be somewhere else. The factors that made it was that it was time.
We're going to miss you so much.
I know. I miss everybody.
The family negotiated, and they all agree. It's time to be with family, outside of the workplace. The Continental's last day in business is Sunday, June 30th. For KUOW, I'm Katie Sewell.